The Messiah as you've never heard it. Most of us are familiar with the words and music of this great oratorio. But old Bill Jones from Golka, a little village in the West Riding, had never been to a performance. And he tried to persuade a friend to go with him to the Huddersfield Town Hall to hear the famous Choral Society, but his friend refused. "Nay," he said, "that sort of music's nowt in my line. I like a good comic song or a lively jig, but I reckon nowt to this sacred stuff, as they call it. It's beyond me. And another thing, there'll be none of our sort there. It'll be mostly religious folk and swells done up in boiled shirts and women with nowt much on. Nay, you go by this end and then you can tell me all about it sometime." So Bill went by himself, and the next time the old pals met, the following conversation took place. "Well, come on, how did you get on at Messiah?" "Eh, well," said Bill, "it were fair champion. I wouldn't have missed it for all tea in China. When I got there, the town hall were crowded. It were chock full of folk, and I had to get a job to get a seat. But no wonder, it was all them singers. They took up half the gallery. There was a chap larking about on the organ. He weren't playing nowt in particular, just running his fingers up and down as if he were practising. Well, after a bit, a lot of chaps came in carrying fiddles. Then they brought in the Messiah. Well, that's what I took it to be. It were biggest instrument on the platform, and it were covered in a big green bag. Anyway, they took the bag off it, and then a bloke rubbed its belly with a stick. You should have heard it groan. It was summat like a dying cow. I was just thinking of going when a little chap came on, all dolled up in a white waistcoat and with a flower in his buttonhole, and everything went dead quiet. You could have heard a pin drop. He had a stick in his hand and he started waving it about, and all the singers stared at him. I reckon they were wondering what was the matter with him. Then they started to sing, and they hadn't been going long before they were fighting like cats. I reckon he should have walloped one or two of them with that stick. First one side said they were king of glory, then t'other side said they were, and they went at it, hammer and tongs, but it fizzled out, so I've no idea which side won. Then there was a bit of bother about some sheep that was lost. I don't know who they belonged to, but one lot of singers must have been very fond of mutton, because they kept on singing, "All we like sheep." I couldn't help saying to a bloke next to me that sheep's all right in moderation, but I like a bit of beef myself. And he looked daggers at me and said, "Shh." So I shushed. A lot of women stood up after that, and all of them looked as if they were, well, getting on a bit. Some of them must have been 64 if they were a day. They sang, "Unto us a child is born." And the chap sang back, "Wonderful." And I thought, "Wonderful, it's blooming a miracle." After that, they sobered down a bit and sang about a lass called Joyce Greatly. I've never heard of her myself, but the chaps had, because they all looked mighty pleased about it. Then some bloke got up and said he were King of Kings, and then another one said he was, and then, blow me, they all started arguing about it. I was getting a bit fed up when everybody stood up to see what the matter was and then suddenly shouted, "Hallelujah, it's going to rain forever and ever." Well, at that I jumped up and made straight for the door. I'd had my money's worth, and besides, I was thinking that if this is going to rain forever and ever, I'd better get home before flood came. It was a real good do, though. You should have come. But oh, I do hope they find them sheep.